Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Hello, good evening, each and every one of you. Sorry about that. I had technical difficulties with the music ball. I couldn't get the music ball to go away to stop the music so we can start the show and I can call in my guest. So I hope you can please forgive me with the background music. I had to come down to my lobby and they're playing music, so which kind of loud. But anyway, I just like to first thank each and every one of you for your support and your feedback. Okay, can everyone hear? I hope you can hear me. Anyway, I just want to again, I was having technical difficulties. I think we're on track now. Before I call on our guests, I'd like to thank you for your support and the feedback that I received for last week's show was simply amazing, and Carmen was just fabulous. We had a lot of Avon representatives and district managers listening to the show last week, and again, I thank you. As you know, you are all winners because you are listening to the radio show, and which means that you are hungry for information and looking for ways to improve your existing business. Tonight, we will be joined by Maria Rivera. And as you know, Maria Rivera is just a fabulous woman. She's a district manager. She is over the Bravo team 2091, And she's a native New Yorker. She's from Yonkers. She's born and raised in Yonkers. And for 15 years, she lived in Puerto Rico. When she came back to New York, she went and got her BS in accounting. And in search for her career, she stumbled upon Avon. So I'm so happy and thrilled to have Maria Rivera on the line. So I hope I can recognize her number. So I may have to tap into different numbers before I find Maria. So just please bear with me. Is this Maria? This Maria? Okay. We'll try another line. Let's see, we have Maria, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, Maria. Thank you. Thank you. So great to have you on the show. And before we begin, I have to apologize because I was having technical difficulty. I couldn't, the cutoff mute button for the music did not appear on the computer, so I could not, I couldn't turn the music off to bring people back online. So now it's all straightened up, and I want you to begin by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, Pat, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay,
we all can
great.
Hear you.
Great.
Loud and clear. Yeah.
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me to your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm really happy to be able to share, you know, anything to help anybody out there to overcome their challenges. And as you said, I was born in Yonkers. Part of my life, I was raised in Puerto Rico. And then when I came back, I was 25 years old, and kind of I had to learn the language again. So that was my biggest challenge, learning the language again. But I was able to do it, and I've been with Avon 14 years now. I love what I do because it's about inspiring and also empowering women and helping representatives how to overcome challenges, because that's one of the biggest issues when building a business, how to overcome challenges. So, again, I'm glad that you invited me over, and hopefully, you know, I could say something that would help anyone out there.
Well, thank you. I know that you are going to share your golden nuggets with everyone who's listening to the radio show at this time. Maria, what would you say your role is as a district manager?
Yes, as a district manager, my role is to coach and mentor. You know, help representatives develop their skills, help them build a business, help them get confidence in themselves, help get the best out of them, because sometimes we have skills, but we have not developed it up to our potential. So
mm-hmm.
My role is to help them really develop those skills by mentoring and coaching them.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you have various meetings during the month. You have a leadership meeting. You have first recruits meeting, like an orientation meeting. You have, you know, all kinds of different meetings. Why is it important for Avon representatives, whether they're old or new, to attend these meetings? Why is it important for their business?
It is important because, first of all, I try to work a lot on developing different skills as far as becoming a leadership representative. You know, to be a leader
uh-huh.
is not something that you can just do on your own unless, you know, you are super, super genius, but we need to really work together and share ideas. We listen not only from me, but from the best and the things are working for other representatives. So when you go to a leadership meeting, a business meeting, that there is a lot of sharing going on from some of the other representatives that have reached the mountain. In other words, they're selling $2,000-$3,000. They are recruiting 5-10 people to campaign. Then you learn from them too. And also, you also learn from whatever is up to date with the company. So that's part of self-development.
So you strongly suggest that no matter where you are in your Avon career, that everyone should attend these meetings and that they will all benefit from it.
Absolutely. If you have the right attitude of learning, if you're coachable, and especially the attitude, if you have the attitude that you're going to go into a meeting and that you're going to learn, and then you have, you know, this is a meeting that you go and you know that they're going to be top sellers, you know they're going to be, you know, top leadership representatives, and you have the right attitude, I can guarantee you that you're going to walk out learning something.
What advice would you, Maria, give an Avon representative when they, you know, when things are not going as planned?
When things are not going as planned, you need to seek for help. You know, at Avon, we have great mentors. I am one of them. We have division managers. You know, if you get along or you happen to meet someone that you love how they're running their business, you admire them, and you would like to learn from them, so you want to seek help. You want to ask. That's why it's important when you go to meeting, you get to know these people, and it's up to you to build relationships too. So when things are not going the right way, you need to seek for help, whether it's a book or someone that can help you overcome that challenge.
So, Maria, how important is it, would you say, is it for representatives, you know, again, depending, it doesn't matter where they are in their Avon career, how important is it for them to set goals for their business?
Oh, extremely important, because that's like knowing where you're going. You know, that's like the small steps, not, you know, when you set up goals, you learn how to set up small goals. So that way you learn, once you learn how to set up small goals, you're learning where, first of all, you're learning where you go, you're learning how to perfect it, and you're learning what to do if this does, if you had a small goal or a big goal and it didn't work out, at least you know that you can change it, you can adjust it, you know. When so that's why it's important to set up goals. You know where you're going, and it gives you like kind of, for me, it gives me like kind of energy. Like I have a goal, I want to set up a goal, and I know that this is what I'm working for. So at night, if I have a good, huge goal, and I know that that's what I really want, I know that, you know, where I'm going, and then I'm going to work and find ways how to make that come true. So if you don't have goals, it's like you don't know where you're going. It's like, you know, it's, you don't have nothing to measure. You don't have, you know, something that you could say, you know, I'm working so hard to resist or that. So I encourage that, you know, goals are very important.
You're so right, Maria. And we should have goals. We have, should have short-term, and people have to distinguish the difference between the different types of goals. There's long-term goals, and the long-term goals may be to make Avon your full-time job. Your short-term goals are with the little things, the little baby steps that you're going to do to achieve those goals, and that may be maybe trying to get 5 recruits a week. Maybe it's trying to give out a book to at least 3 people a day, or talk to 3 people a day about your business. So there's short-term goals and there's long-term goals, and everyone should be, like you said, write these goals down, and then you'll have something to measure. Absolutely correct, Maria.
Exactly. And every book that you read about, you know, motivational, most of every book, motivational books, and usually they talk about goals. And people that have reached, you know, high goals, if you read and if you look, you know, what they have done, these people had goals too.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely. Do you encourage those who miss their goals to try again?
To what? Do you
encourage those who miss their goals and they set up a goal and they didn't quite make it? Do you encourage them to try again?
Oh, of course. You know, sometimes when you set up goals, you try to set up goals that are doable. You try to set up goals that are not given, but it's something that is measured. And if it doesn't work out, then what you do is you adjust that goal. Maybe is that you adjusted, for example, maybe you're working a full-time job and you set up a goal to get, let's say, 60 customers per week. You know, maybe your time with your family and everything else doesn't allow you to get 60 customers per week. So maybe that was too much. So maybe you set up a goal of 30. You know, something that's measurable. And when you set up a goal, it's about you have something to measure. You have somewhere to go to work towards. And if it doesn't work, then you adjust it. That's why it's important to get a mentor, somebody that can help you if you're not sure how to set up a goal.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you so much for that, Maria. Today we got an email talking about the double recruit points, or dollars, I should say. Can you tell, for those who did not receive the email or had that chance to read it, can you tell us a little bit about that and why that's so important this time?
Yeah, the double recruiting is more money in your pocket. So basically, for the belief in your success, when you recruit one person, the original one was if you recruited one person, you would get, and they would place an order $50 or more, you would get $25. And then after that, if they place an order between the second campaign and fifth campaign, they would get another $25 per each. But this is the second campaign. Instead of getting $25, you get a double. You get $50. So it's like a great opportunity to even put more money in your pocket that Avon is giving you this opportunity. So originally, I believe it was from, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was from August until September. And now they extended it.
Yeah.
That's September 8th. So now they extended it. So, and I think it's going, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's going up to November. Something like that. So.
Yes, I believe so as well. Mm-hmm. Maria, why is it so important at this time for people to really take advantage of their business? Why during this time, and as people in sales will call this the fourth quarter, why is it important for during the fourth quarter for people to really take advantage of this selling period?
Great question. Absolutely. Fourth quarter is the best-selling season of the year, and this is not only for Avon, it's for, you know, almost about every business. And it is because we have all the holidays built into it, you know, and it's like people get into the mood because I guess because of all these holidays, gets into the mood of buying, you know, going back to school. So after the parents already bought the stuff for school, those kids are settled, then we have, you know, Halloween, we have Thanksgiving, we have the Christmas, and it's holiday after holiday. So the people are more like into buying stuff, buying gifts for their kids, preparing for the new year, you know, for the holidays and the parties. So this is the time to really go out there and reach out to people, talk to people, not only about the gifts, but about the earning opportunity. A lot of people are preparing also. They need to make money for the holiday gift, you know.
Right.
So it's just, you know, the great time. You just have to have the right attitude, believe that you can do it. And if you don't, then seek out for help again. you know, that's why we're here as district sales manager.
Well, thank you so much for that. And today, Carmen sent everyone a email about the 12 days of Christmas / holiday. And mm-hmm. she's going to have that this Thursday at 7 p.m. And if everyone has a pen, the telephone number is going to be 1-866-546-3377. And then the password number is 8355-220042. And I'm going to repeat that. The number is 1-866-546-3377. And the number to call in is 8355-220042. Now, Maria, you also are going to have a leadership meeting this week on Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the 20 Warburton Avenue. Can you tell us a little bit about that meeting? Can you give us a sneak preview?
Yes. We're going to talk about, you know, this fourth quarter and how different ways on how to recruit, how to approach people, whatever is left of the year, where you are, where you want to be, and what is that you want to be working now towards the level where you're at. If you're a unit leader, where you want to be, what is that you need to do? And also want to share some ideas on the attitude that you have for your business. So it's going to be pretty interesting, and I will bring in an article from this networking company that always come up with great ideas on how to do recruitments and the right attitude. So we're going to have an hour of – go ahead.
I was going to say I encourage everyone who's listening who is in the Bravo – part of the Bravo Team 2091, that they certainly should attend your leadership meeting that was going to be this Wednesday at 20 Warburton Avenue, 7 o'clock. And for those who are listening who are in other teams, you know, find out where, you know, call your district manager and find out when they're having their meeting because they're just equally as important. Maria, we just came back last week from the home for the holidays. And I know there's still some going on around the world, actually. How important is that for people to go to see the come home for the holidays? What will Representative Lee feeling and seeing at these events?
It is very important. It is great because you get to see all the fourth quarter products coming out. So it makes a difference when you can see it. You know, a touch it versus when you just see it in the brochure. Personally, as a district sales manager, when I saw the products that I was setting up, I was like kind of making a list of everything that I wanted, and my list went over $500. I would have never made that list if I would not see it. I'm a visual person, so I need to see things before. So when you see the products, and I always encourage when you see something, sometimes it's difficult to buy everything, but you buy the things that you like the most because that will make it easier to sell.
Right.
When you like something a lot, it makes it easier. And also the stories that you're able to listen to, I mean, at our home for the holidays, we had great speakers, great stories, and these are real representatives that are making it happen. And just to listen to each one of them, you know, you can grab them some ideas. So it's very important that you attend.
And also the fact that, you know, when you see the project, you said you can speak intelligently and with firsthand knowledge on the items that we have, even if you yourself as an Avon representative don't have in your possession. So, you know, with that, Maria, the time is up, and you were absolutely wonderful. The half hour goes by so quickly, and I'd just like to thank you for being on the radio show this evening.
Welcome.
And and I like to leave my guests with some, my listeners with a little bit of information. One, I like to recommend a book because I like to recommend a book of motivation every time we have the radio show. And this week, if you have a pen, it's called The Little Red Engine That Could. That is The Little Red Engine That Could. I know it's a children's book, but the message is so huge. Again, it's The Little Red Engine That Could. And I'd like to leave you with a saying, and that is, how important is positive attitude to success? Attitude is everything. Attitude is the foundation for everything. Our next radio show will be September 26th at 8:30, and we will have Sonia Cruz. Sonia Cruz will be our guest speaker for next Monday. So, again, everyone, thank you for listening to the radio show. I apologize again for the technical difficulties that we encountered in the very, very beginning, but we got through it. And I look forward to having you on the radio show again next week. And if you know someone who has not tuned in yet, to tell them to share your experience and spread the word. Until next week, have a fantastic and fabulous week. And for those who have not placed their orders yet, make sure you place your orders for Campaign 20 and make sure you double up, triple up on the next campaign books, because the next campaign is the holiday books. And that's when our season, our great season, selling season, will start. Until that time, God bless everyone and take care. Good night.
Take care. Good night.
AVS Media Demo.